You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, I'm Rachel King, one of the co-creators of Rom-Com Pods. I hope you're enjoying Vote for Love. If you love rom-coms, make sure to check out our other two shows, Showmance, a love story across the pond in London, and Honeymoon for One, an Italian adventure. You can also follow us at Rom-Com Pods on Instagram to learn about our next projects. Okay, on to the show.
Today is October 1st, 2020. With just over a month until Americans head to the polls, the presidential race is still neck and neck between Texas Governor Davis and Ohio Senator Cox. Singer-songwriter Lincoln Davis is said to be meeting with his father's campaign later this week. Maybe his presence will be the infusion of life the Davis campaign needs.
The six-time Grammy-nominated singer is arriving in town this Thursday for the Austin City Limits Music Festival, where he's rumored to make a surprise appearance at Megan Thee Stallion's headline set to perform their hit duet, Side Piece.
Will Governor Davis turn out to support his son at his hometown show? All eyes are on the famed father-son duo, especially after we watched them pointedly ignore each other at the White House Correspondents' Dinner this past April.
Lucy, where are we with Lincoln?
I just sent a car to pick him up at the airport.
Good. I want him at a few town halls over the next week. A couple of rallies, and we'll definitely need him in the audience at the last debate in Pennsylvania. Let's get his assistant on the phone with Naomi to talk schedule.
On it. Whoa, hold up. He hasn't signed on to anything yet. He only agreed to a meeting to discuss it, since he's going to be in town anyway for ACL.
Well, then sell him on it. Today, please.
Sir, I think it would go a long way if maybe you talked to him. Get a meal with him. Tell him how much his support would mean to you.
But this was Richard's scheme. I still think it's a waste of time. Lincoln won't go for it. I know my son.
Maybe you could, re-get to know him. It's been years. Maybe things are different now.
I told you we don't need him. Our policies speak for themselves. We're solid on student loan forgiveness. We need to hit that hard at the debate. That'll get the millennials.
Sir, all due respect, but the younger generations don't speak in policies. They speak in celebrity. They need to hear this from someone they care about. Like the singer who broke a million hearts in L. King's Devil May Care video.
A guy wears snakeskin pants one time and never lives it down.
Lincoln, hi. How was your flight?
Oh, you know. I got spotted during boarding, and then a couple 13-year-old girls kept sneaking up to use the first-class bathroom and take photos of me. I'm exhausted. Did my assistant send over my rider? Are there any pamplemousse, LaCroix?
It's Topo Chico around these parts, and don't you forget it. Hello, Lincoln.
Hello, Father.
Governor, aren't you thrilled that Lincoln was able to stop in before his sound check?
Sure. Thanks for dropping by, Link. But Richard and I are late for a budget meeting. Still got a state to run. Some of us have real jobs. Lucy will see to you.
Lucy, stop by my office with an update once everything is set.
Lincoln is looking at me with a deeply amused expression, and my traitorous heart flutters. He might be a bit of a celebrity douche now, but I'll admit, age has been kind to him. Well, probably not age. More like Hollywood and money.
gone is the floppy-haired boy I once had a crush on. Now he's all designer clothes and veneers and haircuts that probably cost $500. Well, that should make things easier. He's a totally different person. We're totally different people. And I have a job to do. Undo 3 decades of paternal resentment in 45 minutes. No problem. This should be easy. So, I'm sure you're tired. Why don't we grab a coffee and chat?
Sure, but I can't do Joe's. Too many people recognize me. Let's go somewhere more chill.
Okay. Naomi, want to join us?
Can't. I'm slammed. Got to make arrangements for the stop in Atlanta Richard just added to the schedule. Your dad's getting an endorsement from Ludacris. But you two have fun.
As we walk up to the coffee shop, I'm thinking about how the last time I saw him, we were wrapped around each other sharing one of the most intensely passionate kisses in my life. And now, he's acting like it's not weird at all that he got on a plane the next morning never to be heard from again. I have so many questions, but now is not the time. Just shove it down. You have a job to do. And it was 8 years ago. Maybe he really doesn't remember. I mean, he has some supermodel girlfriend now anyway. All I know is I am definitely not going to be the one to bring it up.
Iced cinnamon half-calf oat milk latte with extra foam for Lincoln and a drip coffee for Lucy.
Oh my God, is that Lincoln Davis?
He looks even hotter in real life.
I'd climb him like a tree.
Why don't we take these for a walk and talk? So, I hear you're performing at ACL this weekend.
That's what they tell me.
Are you excited to perform in Austin after so long?
Lucy, I don't mean to be rude, but you're clearly a busy woman, and I've got a rehearsal in an hour. So, let's just get to it. Why are we here? This obviously wasn't my father's idea.
Well, not exactly. The thing is, we're struggling a bit with the youth vote.
I've noticed.
Listen, your dad has great ideas. Important ideas. It's not about the politics. He really cares about people and wants to make their lives better. No, seriously. His healthcare agenda would be groundbreaking. And we're going to fight to expunge the records of people with low-level marijuana arrests, which could pave the way for a really innovative criminal reform bill in his second term. But he's not exactly cool. We just can't figure out how to get young people excited about his policies.
I mean, I fell asleep a little bit while you were talking just now, so I get it.
Ha ha. Anyway, we were hoping you could help us grab their attention. If you even just stood next to him at a few events, I know it would help get attendance up, and...
Lucy, I don't mean to be a prick, but what's in it for me? Why should I help him? All I've ever been to him is a pawn in his political game.
This wouldn't be like that.
Oh, it wouldn't. Ever since I was a kid, it's been smile for the camera and look at Wesley Davis's perfect, happy family. When in reality, we barely saw him. Lucy, he has an aide send me a birthday card once a year. That's the extent of our relationship.
Okay, I hear you. But regardless of his shortcomings as a father, you have to know that he is the best choice for this country. Cox is awful. He's racist, he's homophobic, and his tax bill would basically wipe out the middle class.
I know. I don't want him to win any more than you do. But what you're asking is not a small thing. I'm supposed to be working on a new album right now.
Don't do it for your dad. Don't even do it for me. Do it for America, Lincoln.
Did you really just pull the America card? Look, let's just see how the next few days go while I'm in town. If he really wants to rebuild our relationship, I'm open to that. But I need to see some effort from him before I commit to anything longer, okay?
Great. Yes. That's perfect. I'll take it.
All right. I gotta get to rehearsal, but I'll see y'all at the show.
Oh, tonight? Like me and the governor? I don't know if we can...
If he's suddenly playing the role of supportive father, Don't you think he should be at my show? Yeah, I'll save you some VIP tickets.
Of course. We'll figure something out.
Lucy, there you are. Come give us the update. Did you run through the schedule with Lincoln? I need him at the Bobby Bones show at 6 a.m. sharp for
him. Richard, hold up. He agreed to make a couple appearances here in Austin. And, Governor, I think we can convince him to join us in Ohio next week to make a formal endorsement. But you're going to have to put in a bit of effort. You need to convince him that you want him here.
Fine. All right. What do y'all need me to do?
We're going to see Lincoln perform at ACL tonight. Maybe you can talk to him afterwards. Naomi can arrange for a secure entrance. Should we also have her get him something to wear?
Good call. We don't want him to seem out of place. Naomi was right. He could probably use some different pants.
What is wrong with my pants?
I got this, but I'm gonna need the Amex.
Be careful.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Careful, I've seen what she spends on shoes.
Lay off! I've been profiled by Teen Vogue twice on my style, okay?
Nothing pink, and none of those fashion hats.
Live a little, Governor. Even Richard has his fun socks. You just need a bit of flair.
I can't believe I spent all this time and money on my outfit, and there's no bearing on my cover.
Hi, friends. Rachel here. I'm one of the co-creators of Romcom Pods, and I just wanted to share a new project that I've been working on. It's produced by Pod People and Diversion Audio, and it's called The Royals of Malibu. If you like Romcom Pods, you will definitely like this. Here's a little taste.
I'm Alyssa McKay, star of the new podcast, The Royals of Malibu. I play Ella, a sex worker just trying to survive when I get swept away to the wealth and the drama of Malibu.
Are you ready to get wild tonight?
I like your skirt.
You know, you can like something without touching it.
You don't want me to touch you?
You are a total psycho!
You've made the biggest mistake of your life, Ella Sinclair.
What kind of brother are you anyway, huh?
I'm not the parent here.
I should have never let you out of my sight. I'm going to take care of you, okay?
Will Ella find a happily ever after ending? Or will these rich kids destroy her? You've never heard a podcast like this before. Fall in love with The Royals of Malibu on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, Governor. We'll arrive at 7:12, and we've got exactly 41 minutes before we have to leave in time to make the large donor cocktail party over on Rainy.
Am I giving a speech at the cocktail party? Which talking points are we using?
Just some quick remarks. 7 minutes or so, so don't go over 8. That's when you start to ramble. I'll cue you.
It's a business owner crowd, so we want to talk about breaking up monopolies, that kind of thing. Stay away from taxes, people will be drunk and happy, so we want to keep it light. And, Governor?
Yes, Naomi.
You look sharp.
James Bond sharp or Wheel of Cheddar sharp? Still think these pants are too tight.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, there are at least
excuse me, Governor, I have to take this.
Over 6 figures, so we'll flag them to you.
Where are you at, baby girl? Everyone's here waiting.
Mom, I told you I have to work tonight. I sent some flowers over. Tell Uncle Luke and Aunt Carol I'm so sorry to miss their anniversary party.
But Lucy, you promised. Now, what do I tell Harper? She's been talking about seeing her big cousin all week.
I know. I'll make it up to her. This is really important, Mom. You know we're down in the polls, and it's getting so close to the election. Every minute counts.
Your family's gonna forget what you look like if you keep going like this. Baby girl, you live 20 minutes away, and I've barely seen you in months. You gonna miss my 50th birthday, too? Who's going to sing Dolly with me?
Of course not, Mama. You know I wouldn't miss that for anything. It's gonna be a blast. I promise.
Lucy, you need to focus on your people like you focus on your work. Yeah, it's good to love your job, but it cannot love you back. And we don't know how long I've got left with these flare-ups lately.
Mom, don't talk like that. And please, lay off the guilt. Just a few more weeks and I'll have more time. Listen, I gotta go, but I love you.
Governor Davis, over here.
Governor, will your son be joining you on the campaign?
Who are you wearing?
Good to see y'all. Excited for the show tonight.
This way, sir. They prepared a private entrance for us near the VIP section.
Son, that show was really something.
Dad, how did you get in my trailer?
Well, I found that when you have a Secret Service agent with you, you can get in almost anywhere.
Okay, let me rephrase. What are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to congratulate you on your performance. Now, I didn't catch the meaning exactly. Are you that Megan woman's side piece? I thought you were dating someone named Annika.
It's just a song, Dad.
Well, it's real impressive. The kids seem to really enjoy it. Puts the crowd energy at one of my events to shame. Speaking of, I wanted to ask if you consider, you know, maybe joining us on the campaign for a few of our events this month. You know, bring some of that energy with you.
And why would I do that?
Well, it would mean a lot to me. And it'd be fun, you and me, out on the road, just like old times. Remember that summer? You must have been 12. We drove all around to every national monument in Texas.
You mean the summer when you and Mom got divorced and she didn't want you in the house?
Well, okay, but I choose to remember the good part. All that time we spent in my old truck listening to Johnny Cash tapes and stopping at roadside diners, eating ice cream sundaes for breakfast, you know, just the guys.
I have a hard time believing this would be like that.
No, you'd be surprised how many IHOPs we eat at on the campaign trail. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I'd like to spend some time with you, Link.
You would?
Of course I would. Look, why don't we see if we could find our way back to being those two dudes in that truck and belting out country songs. I mean, you got all the talent in the family, but we had fun, didn't we? What do you say, Link? Want to take a road trip with us?
Okay. I guess we could try it out. I could get some riding done on the road.
Riding on the road? Young man, defacing our highways is not part of my transportation platform. That's a good one, Davis.
Last night, we saw an epic performance from Lincoln Davis when he surprised Megan Thee Stallion fans at the first night of the Austin City Limits Festival. But the real surprise was his guest of honor. Governor Wesley Davis was front and center in the VIP section, presumably to cheer his son on.
Although it seemed the governor's focus was more on taking selfies with fans than watching Lincoln perform.
While we didn't get to see a public reunion between the governor and his rock star son, rumors have it that Lincoln will be heading to Ohio with the Davis campaign this week. It is notable, however, that he has yet to formally endorse his father's candidacy.
This is a pretty good turnout for Columbus.
Yeah, Alex leaked it on Twitter that Lincoln was going to be here. And we've got some real heat on us after Mariana killed it at that VP debate last night. We may actually have a chance of beating Cox in his home state.
Well, it's pretty easy to school a 100-year-old lobbyist for Big Pharma who doesn't believe in climate change. Or deodorant. Standing next to him was the hardest part of last night.
I saw the replay. Seriously, woman of the hour. With you and Lincoln bailing us out, I may get more than 4 hours of sleep tonight.
Lincoln, there you are. Now, remember, when the cameras are on, you two are the best of friends. Got it? Governor?
Of course. Do a big hug for camera two. That's stage left, Link.
Let's get this over with. Lucy, where do you want me?
Be nice. We'll have the governor go out first to talk through his healthcare plan. Then you'll join him on stage when he says that a special guest is joining him tonight.
Oh, I'm nothing but nice. Don't you worry about me. I know how to play my part.
Lincoln, quit fooling around. And can we get him a tie? I can see your nipples through that shirt.
You need my help, remember? So I'm doing this my way.
Governor, they're introducing you now.
Still stubborn. I guess he gets that from me.
And now, I'd like to bring out the governor of Texas and your next president of the United States, Wesley Davis!
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Wesley Davis, and I hope to be your next president. Tonight, I want to talk to you about health care. Now, this issue is real close to my heart. I got a gal on my staff named Lucy. She's been working for me since she was in college. Been with me 8 years now. And her mom, Tammy, is a great woman. Has a bigger heart than anyone I know. Tammy also has lupus, a chronic autoimmune disease. And throughout Lucy's life, Tammy's had good years and bad years. And in the bad years, it's been difficult for her to work. But Tammy's a single mom. So she has to think about how to use her dollars wisely.
I didn't know that. Lucy, I'm sorry. That must be so tough.
He's done a lot to help us. And if your dad wins, it'll be a lot better for a lot of other people, too.
And there have been times where she's had to decide. Does she pay for the expensive tests and treatments? Or the rent? And the thing is, Tammy's story is not unique. I'm sure a lot of y'all have family members who have gotten sick. And I believe when you're sick, you deserve access to quality care. Shouldn't matter how rich you are or what kind of insurance you have. But the reality in our country today is that these things matter very much. Which is why one of my top priorities as president is to implement a public health care option so that people like Tammy can get the health care they need and deserve.
I didn't realize how personal this is for you.
He's about to announce you. Get ready.
Now I have a special surprise for all of you who came out to support tonight. We've got a very special guest who's visiting us from the City of Angels. And he's got the voice of an angel to boot. Ladies and gentlemen, my son, Lincoln Davis.
Well, hello there. How y'all doing tonight? I sure do appreciate that. Now, I have a story I'd like to tell y'all, if you want to hear it. What do you think? Well, okay then. When I was just a kid, my father, yes, y'all know this man is the governor, but to me, he'll always just be dad. Taught me how to ride a bike. But I didn't want to listen. I just wanted to go fast. And of course, I fell off and cut my forehead so badly I needed stitches. So there we are in the emergency room getting me patched up. And there was another boy in the next bed with a broken leg. And I remember his mother was crying too because they didn't have insurance. So when we were leaving, my father arranged to have the other boy's medical bills paid for. And that right there is the mark of a good man. He didn't do it for the credit, didn't even tell the boy's mom. Just did it because he didn't believe it was right that her son was hurt and his...
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this. Talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Family would have to pay thousands of dollars without insurance. That's the man who raised me, and that's why I'm proud to endorse my father, Wesley Davis, for president.
Lincoln, that was amazing. And what a sweet memory.
I know. It'd be a great story if it was true. I didn't learn to ride a bike till I was 15 at boarding school. The insurance bit is true, though. He did that for a few different families in the neighborhood, actually.
Link, my boy, not half bad. Richard, I assume we passed your test?
Quick and effective, with the perfect fatherly embrace. Alex, what's the sentiment on social?
Trending very positively. Seems like that was the hug heard around the world.
Well done, team. I'll see you all bright and early. We're wheels up on our way to the Hamptons fundraiser at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Lincoln, don't get in any trouble tonight. Lucy, you'll see that he gets back to the hotel?
Dad, I'm 32. I don't need a babysitter.
TMZ says differently.
Okay. Lincoln is the guest here, remember. And we are very grateful to him. Now, everybody go work or go to bed. Those are your only two options. See you in the morning. I'm off to my nightly FaceTime. I might be able to catch my kids before bedtime.
Say hello to Cynthia and the kids for me, Richard. Good night, all. Get some rest.
Hi, friends. Hope you're enjoying the show. Real quick, we wanted to let you know that a new Rom-Com Pods is coming out Monday, June 7th. It's called Showmance, and this time we're going to London. But we're doing things a little differently this time around. This show will have its very own brand new feed. So make sure you subscribe to the new feed to get the first episode when it drops on June 7th. We've linked the new feed in the show description right here, so you should be able to just click over and hit subscribe. And a rate and review wouldn't hurt while you're at it. Or you can just search Showmance on your podcast app of choice. See you soon, and now back to the show.
The Davis campaign had back-to-back wins in Ohio this week. Last night, Davis's VP candidate, Representative Mariana Rodriguez of New York, trounced her opponent at the VP debate. Let's hear a clip.
Well, I'm sorry, but I happen to believe that people matter more than pills. And we should demand generic versions of all medicines to be accessible to everyone.
Then tonight, we saw Lincoln Davis formally endorse his father, Texas Governor Wesley Davis, for President of the United States. And Twitter has memorialized the photo of their tender hug with a new hashtag DadLikeDavis meme that's trending nationwide.
Will Lincoln Davis's endorsement of his father's candidacy be enough to turn his campaign around? He's been trailing Republican Senator Cox in the polls for the past several weeks. We'll be watching polling data coming out over the next few days very closely.
Yes. Hello. Thank you so much for choosing.
What a night. I'm kind of shocked we pulled that off.
Have some faith. After that cameo on Jane the Virgin, I'm basically a professional actor.
You were great. I don't think people could even tell that you were giving him a punch hug.
A what?
A punch hug. Like, sure, I'm technically hugging you, but I'm also hitting you in the back. In your case, much harder than necessary.
Don't worry, I knew where the cameras were. Oh, look, the bar is still open. I think we've earned a celebratory drink, don't you?
I don't know. I should probably rest up. We have an early flight in the morning.
Come on! We just got your campaign a couple million new Gen Z fans. I think that warrants a whiskey.
Okay, one drink. Maybe this whole Lincoln thing won't be so bad. We can just pretend nothing ever happened all those years ago and move on. We're completely different people now anyway. All that matters is the campaign. And if he's going to help us win, then I can at least have a drink with the guy. Maybe this whole thing won't be completely terrible.
What'll it be?
Ladies first.
Old fashioned? Is that still your drink?
I'm flattered you remember.
Okay, 2 Woodford Reserve old fashions, please.
I'm impressed. Someone's grown up.
Well, you don't make it 8 years in 2 campaigns working in politics without needing a stiff drink every once in a while.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had a lot going on. About your mom before? I didn't know. I'm so sorry. Is she okay?
She's fine. Actually, can we not talk about it?
Of course. While we're talking ground rules, can I propose another? How about no more politics talk tonight? I want to hear about you, not my dad's policies.
Okay, sure.
So, how have you been these past 8 years?
Starting with the softballs, I see. Well, let's see. I've basically been working for your dad, trying to make life better for Texans. And now the country. But you probably don't want to hear about that. No politics and all.
Right, no politics. And what else? Is there a man in your life? Heck, a woman? I'm not judging.
No one special. With the travel schedule we're on, it's so intense. I barely have time to shower or sleep or see my family. My apartment is basically a museum of dead plants.
Yeah, life on the road is tough. I've lost touch with most of my friends who have a more normal schedule. I guess that's kind of similar to campaign life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to talk to someone who gets it. And I know a political campaign doesn't exactly compare to the glitz and glamour of an international music tour, but we really appreciate you doing this.
We appreciate it, or you do?
I want to win. So, yes, I appreciate it.
Well, good. So, I was thinking, it seems like we're going to be spending a lot of time together. We might as well have some fun, don't you think?
Oh, there will be plenty of fun. We actually have this game where Alex sees how many post-its he can stick onto the back of Richard's suit without him noticing. One time in Des Moines, he got up to 12 and Richard went on stage with all of them stuck to him. He was furious.
Well, that's not exactly what I was thinking. I actually had an idea I wanted to run by you.
Wait, Lincoln, what are you doing?
Listen, Lucy, you're attractive. I'm attractive. We're going to be on the road together for a few weeks. We might as well pick up where we left off all those years ago. What do you think?
Oh my God! So you actually are just 100% celebrity douchebag now, huh? Don't you have a girlfriend?
Annika and I have an arrangement. Trust me, it's not a big deal.
I knew this was a bad idea. Wow, I'm going to bed, Lincoln, and you better be on your best behavior tomorrow. We're all counting on you. America is counting on you. So keep it in your pants and get your act together. We're colleagues, nothing more. Got it?
Okay, your loss. I'll be here at the bar if you change your mind. But I probably won't be alone for long.
Ew! Well, as I learned in health class, if you contract crabs, you're never really alone.
Romcom Pod was created by Becca Freeman, Rachel King. This episode was also written, directed, and executive produced by Becca Freeman and Rachel King. We had production help by Samantha Reed, marketing help from Ann Fuse, and Erica Wong is our editor. Sound design, music, Mix and theme song is by Daniel Brunel. In this episode of Vote for Love, Lucy is played by Reagan Shea. Lincoln is played by Spencer Sutherland. Richard is played by Brad Gilliam. Governor Davis is played by Ken Petrie. Naomi is played by Danielle Fires. Barista is played by Rachel King. Women in the Coffee Shop were played by Mary Alice Farina, Magnolia Cabada, and Erica Wong. Tammy is played by Patricia Lawrence. Female news reporter is played by Carrie Gibson. Male entertainment reporter is played by Mike O'Brien. Female entertainment reporter 1 is played by Kayla Allen. Female entertainment reporter 2 is played by Anna Ross. Rom-Com Pods was produced in partnership with Pod People.
Rachel again. Don't forget to check out our two other shows, Showmance and Honeymoon for One. You can also follow us at RomComPods on Instagram to learn about our next project. Thanks for listening.